This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at WildEagle.com.
Plenty of wild once again, although I think by and large yesterday, especially because we were locked in at 1 o'clock, we weren't able to really pay all that much attention to a bunch of the other games going on. I was really excited about the Commanders-Ravens game going in, but then couldn't really watch much of it because obviously we were dialed in. So we start out with
Lima's wild thing.
The NFC North. 13 straight wins by teams in the NFC North. Not only that, everybody is over 500, a collective 17-5, but the number to me that sticks out above all else in the NFL so far through the first 6 weeks of the season, all four teams with a positive point differential, but they have the top four point differentials in the entire NFL. How is that even possible? Ooh. Now, they've only played one game against each other, so I think that has something to do with it. But to get 6 weeks through the year and to have the Vikings have been unbelievable. The Lions, you saw what they did to Dallas yesterday. Not to mention the Packers and the Chicago Bears with their rookie quarterback flying high offensively. How is this possible? Kenny, we thought, oh, the AFC North would be the toughest division in football. It's looked far from that so far this year.
No, it hasn't.
It's the NFC North. That has been incredible. What's the biggest surprise of all the NFC North teams to you?
Has to be Jaden Daniels in Washington. Has to be. How much poise he's shown, how good they've been. You know, we had a question during the pregame show yesterday of, you know, what quarterback would you rather take? Would it still be Caleb Williams or would you rather have Jaden Daniels? And I didn't want to put Caleb Williams' situation in Chicago as a knock on him. But I also didn't want to put Jaden Daniels' situation in Washington as a knock on him. Jaden Daniels has much better coaching around him. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, you know what I think of him as a head coach and the Peter Principle, but he's very good at calling offense. And Dan Quinn is a very responsible leader of men. But over in Chicago, you have Matt Eberflus, and that thing's a mess. And they've given him all the weapons in the world, but they don't have an offensive line, and he's a rookie, and they put the weight of the world on his shoulders.
So Caleb had four touchdowns yesterday.
He was great.
In the win, the dominating win over Jacksonville.
To do anything, he's doing the same type of stuff he had to do at USC, which is just take the game over. It's like you can't do that every week in the NFL. You can do that a little bit in the Pac-12, but it's hard to do. I'm just so impressed with Washington and the Jekyll and Hyde Dallas Cowboys.
All right, we move on. Speaking of Jacksonville,
Mitch's wild thing.
You guys mentioned it, that win for the Bears over the Jaguars out in London, 35-16, a game so poor for Jacksonville that not only did Doug Peterson talk about needing a culture change for the 1-5 Jags, but they had a safety, Andre Sisco, who even talked about his team's own effort after the contest.
I don't know, I just feel like it was, how should I say this? A lot of quit. You know, last line of defense, you know, in a situation like that, you could feel when we're playing as one and when we're not. Felt very early in the game. Things kind of, maybe at a halftime, that we weren't playing as one.
I love it when a player is that honest.
That audio, by the way, courtesy of Action Sports Jax.
Business decisions. Mm. Boy, Jacksonville. So bad. Go ahead, Owen.
Owen's wild thing.
I'm sure everyone in Cleveland knows by now, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scored 51 points yesterday. They have a quarterback named Baker Mayfield who threw for 325 yards, four touchdowns. I'm not going to talk about his three picks, but they did all that. And what's wild about it, they were evacuated on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They did not have their normal week. Apparently, that's what you need to get offense going. Hey, maybe we take them out of Berea this week, evacuate the Browns somewhere else. Let's get the offense humming here. 51 points in a game. That's college numbers from a guy who's one of the greatest college quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know they were going up against Spencer Rattler, who
was not one of the greatest college quarterbacks of the last decade.
All in all, he did throw two interceptions, but he was okay. This is incredible. This is incredible right now by Baker.
If you were a Bucs fan 2 years ago and they told you you're losing Tom Brady and you're getting Baker Mayfield, do you think you were ever feeling that that scenario happens yesterday where they score 51 points?
No. No chance. How good can they be, though? Like, we put a ceiling on Baker and his talent and how far he could go. It's why he's no longer a Cleveland Brown.
NFC Championship.
Do we have to take off the ceiling?
NFC Championship game. That's as high as they fly. I don't think that they can be a Super Bowl team, but I don't know. Looking around the NFC, which team do you want to give me? That's a juggernaut right now. Give me a team.
The Vikings. The Lions.
Do you trust the Vikings? The Lions are great, but they just lost Aiden Hutchinson, which if Max Crosby really wants out, if I'm Brad Holmes. If I'm jotting Brad Holmes, make it a call to the Raiders.
And finally, Kenny?
Ken's wild thing.
Well, going right back to the quarterback. Well, yesterday was a taxing and good, bad quarterback play. Joe Flacco, 22 of 38, 189 yards. Wasn't great. But got it done when he needed to. He was the better bad quarterback because he's a savvy veteran. Because Will Levis, 16 of 27, 95 yards, and took out a ball boy. Collided on the sideline. The ball boy had to be carted off.
Oh, no.
It's weird to call him a ball boy since the ball boy is a grown man. Do we need to call ball boys something different? Should they be called ball men? Is that odd to do something like that?
I think if you emphasize it differently and call him ballman.
Ballman. I like Ballman. The man's a grown man. You can't have ball boys when they're grown men. He's a man. He's not a boy. Either way, he was carted off. I think he had a torn ACL. Thanks to Will Levis. That's my one thing.
That was What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.